You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You're listening to Amped, the official weekly update for the Association of Music Podcasting.
Indeed you are. Welcome one and all. My name is Dave.
I'm Caroline.
And we are usually the host of the podcast, but today we have the chair, kindly sent to us by Irk from Irk FM, who hosted the show last week, arrived safe and sound. Caroline is now sitting in it, squeezing her bottom in quite nicely.
There's an image for you.
Indeed there is. We have 9 amazing tracks from 9 fantastic podcasters from 9 artists in some order. Do you know what? I'll just shut up. We'll play some music. This is an artist called MKMN99, and this track is called Dwell in Darkness VIP.
Thank you.
That was a bit of a sudden ending. That was MKMN99 with their track Dwell in Darkness VIP. And that was submitted to us by Pete Kogel from the PC Podcast. You can find out more about Pete and his podcast factory at peakedkogel.com. My microphone's in a funny position. I'm sure you wanted to know that. About this track, Pete said, MKMN99 come from Sweden and lives in Denmark. This track comes from an EP on the excellent Ephedrinanet label at vibedeck.com/Ephedrinanet label. Dubsteppy goodness, he says. Pete played this on PCP number 382 on the 14th of January 2012. If you want to find out more about MKMN99, then I suggest to go to the show notes of this episode of Amped at amped.musicpodcasting.org, because it goes on a bit. Sorry about that. Now, you had an observation to make, didn't you, sweetheart?
No, you're dropping me in it.
No, you... Right.
I asked a valid question, and Pete will probably shout at me for it. Dave can't stand clubbing music.
I don't like clubbing music, you're absolutely right.
But I've asked him, what is the difference between clubbing music and this kind of stuff? Because whilst there may be different notes involved, there is the repetitive nature of it.
Yep. And I was sat here, bopping away, legs jumping on the floor, and absolutely loved it. But I can't answer the question. I don't know why it is that I don't like clubbing music, but I can see something in dubstep. I really can.
But is it not just the same element of things, but with just different notes involved, as in...
No, it's a whole different thing.
See, I don't see the difference to that track to something when I was looking at YouTube videos and the jump thing and those different clubby things. You know, was that music again?
Come on, guys, please back me up. Drop us an email, amped@musicpodcasting.org. Back me up here. Come on, there is something about dubstep that is so different to your typical clubby rave music. And I can't think about what it is, but... There certainly is. Anyway, you are listening to Amped episode 320. I can't ever actually remember whether I said that at the beginning of the show.
He's getting a bit old in his old age.
I'm getting a bit wise.
Sorry, was I supposed to say yes?
You probably weren't supposed to say anything, actually, but never mind. We all know what you meant.
Yes. I suppose you want to know what the next song is,
yes, please.
Don't you? Right, the next track is from Rowley from The Dark Compass at darkcompass.com. The song is called Shout It Out Loud. The artist is Alternachicks.
I don't know.
That's it. If you want a mixture of The Pretenders and Cheap Trick, look no further from this group from LA. Their leader, Yasmin, contacted her best friends, Beth, Amy and Sherry, and decided to start a band known as the best rock and roll ever created. Beth Amy recruited her close friend and lead guitarist Angela Grant, and within a month the Alternachicks started playing live shows around the West Coast. It was played on Dark Compass 504, and you can find out more about this band at alternachicks.com.
It doesn't matter what
Well, that is very much a case of two podcasters in a row playing tracks that are very typical to their own show style. Do you not think? Fantastic. Up next, from Rat Hole Radio, that's Dan Lynch, the host of Rat Hole Radio, which you can find at ratholeradio.org. This next track is La Ola Express with a track called La Batalla. At least I presume that's how it's pronounced. La Ola Express are a Spanish ska punk fusion outfit. Their album Panic came up in a random Jimendo search, and he's glad that it did. I'm glad that it did, says Dan. It's great. This is the opening track. Their website is in Spanish, and my Spanish is non-existent, so I can't tell you a whole lot more about the band. Jimendo seems to be the best place to find them. Do yourself a favour and look them up. That's what Dan says. Dan played this on Rat Hole Radio Episode 70, which you can find at ratholeradio.org. I told you that already. Well, you've known twice now. If you want to find out more about La Ola Express, then you can go to laolaexpress.com.
Round one.
Bandera, una bandera negra, una bandera de la selva. Voy a ser como una bandera, una bandera negra, una bandera de la selva. Voy a ser como una bandera, una bandera negra, una bandera de la selva.
random lion roar.
That sounds like the end. That sounds like the end of Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd.
Okay. I was thinking of that movie company that had the lion. Is it Metro?
Metro Goldwyn Mayer. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, the next track is from Dark Horse Radio, which you can find at darkhorseradio.com.
That's Alan.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I should have
written that down for
you.
The song is called Sleep. The artist is Sandstone. They're a four-piece metal band from Derry in Northern Ireland. Sleep comes from their latest album, Cultural Dissonance. And not being a metalhead, Alan prefers their slower material to the heavier tracks. The vocals and lead guitar are just outstanding on this track, and thanks to Steve McLaughlin, lead guitar, who sent this track to Alan late last year. And it'll feature in the next edition of Dark Horse Radio.
Awesome.
And it's another outstanding Sandstone track. Critical was played a few weeks ago on Amped 303, also submitted by Alan. And Cultural Dissonance is available from iTunes and Amazon. And you can find out more about Sandstone by going to sandstonerocks.com.
Yeah!
that really sounded like something I've heard before. Really nice, smooth bit of rock there.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, as always, to Libsyn for hosting this show for us. Awesome, awesome stuff. Right, I'm going to stop saying awesome and get on with the next one. Our next track is from an artist called Schwervon. And for some reason, the word Schwervon has an exclamation mark at the end of it. Last summer, Schwervon, exclamation mark, took a break from the hustle and bustle of New York City and headed south to Memphis, Tennessee to record with legendary indie rock engineer Doug Easley of Pavement, Sonic Youth and Cat Power fame. Truth Teller, the track we're about to hear, is an early taste of Schwervon, exclamation marks, summer session with Easley and was available to download for free on their Bandcamp page for 1 week only. Additional chorus vocals are by Francis McKee of legendary Glaswegian band The Vaseline's, who Schwervon, exclamation mark, are supported on their European tour in 2011. This track is really released under a Creative Commons license, and for the next 2 months, on every other Friday, Schwervon, will be releasing a different track from their Easley sessions on their Bandcamp page at schwervon.bandcamp.com. This track was submitted to us by Johnny Dobson from the Edinburgh Edinburgh Man podcast. You know It's a Frog's Life is coming up, don't you?
Edinburgh Mad.
The Edinburgh Mad Edinburgh Man podcast, which you can find at edinburghman.com. So this is Schwervon with Truth Teller. That was a really good, nice ending there.
Yes. Well, next up, we've got a song called Neurogenesis by the artist called Monks of Melanoir.
That's what I would have said.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
The Monks of Melanoir are a four-piece indie rock alternative band based in Sydney, in Australia. They were nominated in multiple categories, Best Rock Artist and Best Indie Rock Artist for the upcoming 2012 All Indie Music Awards. And they recently released their first music video, Swamp Groove, which has enjoyed
it's not just me, is it?
Rotation on ABC's music programme, Rage. Though they've not yet played on Audio Gumshoe, they are in the lineup for a future show.
Uh-huh.
And that gives a hint who posted this, which was Rich Palmer from Audio Gumshoe.
That wasn't really a hint, was it? It was kind of outright saying
yes, it. Yes, from audiogumshoe.com. And if you want to find out more about the Monks of Melanoir, it's monksofmelanoir.com.
With submissions on this show so diverse, I honestly expected to have at least one or two tracks submitted on this show that I wasn't keen on. But I haven't had that yet. It's been brilliant. You are listening to Amped episode 320, hosted by my good self and my lovely wife, Dave and Caroline Lee from The Bugcast. We have three more fantastic tracks to go.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
Now, it was going to happen that I would end up getting this submission. The next track is Tyler Mattel with a track called Filthy Liar. Tyler Mattel is a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Hendersonville near Nashville in Tennessee. Filthy Liar is his first single release from his album Wonderstruck, released last year on 11/11/11, and available to buy from both CD Baby and iTunes. This track was submitted to us by Graham Holland from the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Yay! Come on, cheers.
Well done.
Oh, thank you. which you can find at itsafrogslife.net/podcast. This song came to Graham via his SoundCloud page and will be played on the next... Graham, that's not fair. Will be played on the next It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast at itsafrogslife.net/podcast. So, yes... Here we have Tyler Mattel with Filthy Liar.
I can't believe I believed you all this time and you hurt me this way. You seem so cool and I thought you were so real. Now I'm thinking you're so fake. In a matter of time, how could I be so blind to your cold ways? You played the way that I feel, you didn't say how I feel. That was never okay, yeah, just a filthy liar. I don't care what you say, you just took things one step higher. Hope and glad you got.
Don't care what you say, you just never gonna change.
Well, that was beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Next up, we have an artist called Hedda Aronson with a track called I Will Follow You. Now, Hedda Aronson writes pop music with memorable melodies, honest lyrics and dynamical arrangements. Is dynamical a word?
I would have said dynamic.
The Norwegian artist has, together with her four-piece band, made their unique sound with a variation of influences. 2 years of gigging in the UK and Norway, she's now in the progress of recording her first EP, Unread Letters, to be released in June this year. She'll also be playing at the Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon on Saturday 11th of February as part of the Threshold Festival. Graham Holland played this track along with songs from nine other artists taking part on show 63 of the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight at spotlight.liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. If you want to find out more about Hedda, you can check out heddaaronson.com.
Your way lately, there've been quite a few. Don't know where you'll go from here. I just stopped when you were almost there. No, I'm here for you to give a hand. Those times that you'd stumble, share your smile when you are feeling good and write in sand your sorrows and your worries. I'm around. Together I will follow, I will follow you. You did the best that you could do, didn't turn out how you wanted to. Life is hard when you have to go back from the start. Then you need someone with you to give a hand. Those times that you'd stumble, share your smile when you are feeling good and write in sand your sorrows and your worries. I'm a follow, I will follow you, I will follow you and
Now, that was absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
And Caroline and I both looked at each other at exactly the same time and said, Vanessa Carlton. The vocal and the piano just sounded so much like her.
Very beautiful voice.
Yeah, beautiful song. Anyway, it is last song time. So before we do, I want to say thank you very much indeed to all the hosts of the podcast that have submitted tracks to this episode of Amped New Music Weekly.
And they've all been cracking tracks.
They have. They have. Well, particularly the last one.
Yeah, this last one is going to be the best, you know?
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
We're not at all biased. It's not the fact that we...
Who submitted it? Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Thank you also.
And who found it?
I did. Yes. Thank you also to the artists who have allowed their music to be played on this show. If you go along to the website at amped.musicpodcasting.org, you will see the show notes for this episode. And there are links there to both the artists and the host podcasts, which is awesome stuff, as always. Next week, episode 321 of Amped will be hosted by Graham Holland from the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Oh, that was easy. Before we go, I just want to say that... The way we did this show is we didn't preview any of the tracks, and we've played these tracks in the order in which they were submitted to us.
That was a slight lie. We previewed this last one.
We didn't preview any of the tracks submitted by other host members, member podcasts of the Association of Music Podcasting, whatever. shut up.
We don't do this on our show all the time.
Yes, we do. And I printed off the submissions list from the website. And as we've gone down, I have been scribbling out the ones that I've done. Okay? And what Caroline's been doing is, like, she has been doing little... She's a cartoonist, you see. She's doing little drawings. And on the Dark Horse Radio one, she's done, like, a treble clef sign kind of rotationally mirrored. On the Audio Gumshoe one, she did a pirate ship... with a little pirate and with an eye patch on.
And an octopus.
And an octopus, yes.
A parrot at the top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what that is? Okay. I thought it was an unshaven deckhand or something. And on the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast one, she's actually done the phrase, It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast in bubble lettering.
Yes. And I drew a few cowboy hats.
And you drew some cowboy hats as well. Only two people... I think we'll understand that, and that's Graham Holland and Pete Cogle. But listen, we're not going to go into that because this is a family show. Isn't it, sweetheart? Yes.
A cowboy hat with piercings.
Oh, dear. We've lost her. I want to say thank you very much indeed for listening. It has been a very long time since we've hosted an episode of this show, and I would hope... Calm yourself, dear. I would hope that we will try and make more of an effort to come back to you more often. I would also like to say you've only heard 9 shows, 9 member podcasts of the Association of Music Podcasting. It is not representative. Well, it is, but there's more. If you go to
just a small taste of what you
That's what I'm trying to say. If you go to musicpodcasting.org, have a look on the right-hand side. You'll see a list of all of the member podcasts of the association. And trust me, there really is something there for everyone. Every single musical type, musical taste is covered, and presenting styles are all different. So really do go and give them a try. Give them a try and see what... You might like something.
And you might like ours, you know? You might like ours. Yeah?
Now, yeah... Beautiful segue there, and I don't mean the little trikey thing I'm on about.
We did an interview with somebody in America, didn't we? We're like, segues, like, you mean one of those?
No. So anyway, this track was submitted by The Bugcast, which you can find at thebugcast.org.
They're brilliant, you know.
Yeah, they are. They're very good.
Especially the lovely wife.
Yeah, you would say that. This is a track by the John Russell Band called Seven Shades, which Caroline chose. You really would make me make you say that. John Russell's music is steeped in tradition. It will make you believe in love, the moment, the future, the universe. Heartfelt acoustic, tinged with soul and without compromise. We played this track on episode 194, just last weekend, on the 20th of January.
Last Friday.
Well, this is this weekend, so it'd be last weekend.
Friday's not a weekend, really. It's a weekend.
No, but the show gets released on a Saturday. Will you shut up? If you want to find out more... I'm sorry about this. If you want to find out more about the John Russell Band, you can go to their MySpace, myspace.com/John Russell Sounds. That is it from us. Hey, I heard that.
And it's been a pleasure.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Please do come back next week for Graham Holland on episode 321. In the meantime, have a great week. We'll catch you soon.
Bye.
See ya.
Official review podcast for the Association of Music Podcasting. Remember, you can leave us feedback at amped@musicpodcasting.org. Go check our website at www.musicpodcasting.org to get more news, music, and information on our featured podcasts.